We are currently joined in the studio by two lovely people, Market and Sandy Shu. Okay, Lee is a Market.
I'm by cool your name. With that name. That's fine.
You are now Market, yeah. Always.
Mark for sure.
Yeah.
Can we just refer to you as Market Band, like on your Facebook?
Actually, Facebook wouldn't let me change it to just Market.
Really?
Because they thought I was like a Market, and like they were like, no, which one?
So, decide.
Anyway.
Don't want to get into the Facebook algorithm. So you have a launch this Saturday night. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it? Because you're both on it.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a really nice lineup, and it's at my house, so I don't have to go very far.
That's handy.
Yeah, we've had a few house shows before, and they're very, like, warm and intimate kind of vibe.
That's nice.
And, yeah, we kind of made them public, and only really nice people seem to turn up.
That's good.
So it's amazing.
I know,
so
you're adding strangers to your house.
Yeah.
And feeding them.
Yeah. But it always works out. Yeah.
Does it add an extra level of, like, stress of organisation and planning and...
No, I think it's like I can just like go into the next room and then I don't have to go anywhere and, you know, go and set up at somewhere else. It's just
you won't forget any gear. It's all in your room.
It's all there. Yeah.
Costume change.
Yeah.
How many costumes have you got planned for the night? Three changes?
Your whole wardrobe.
Yeah. We'll see on the night.
Yeah.
But it's going to be exciting stuff. So it's going to be a launch of your EP for Market and then your new single, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to about the other acts that are also on the bill?
Okay.
I'll you guys.
So we have Carvey playing, who has never played a show before.
Ooh.
And but they, I kind of met them at the last show that we did there. And they were just really sweet, and so I checked out their music and invited them in. And so, yeah, they're going to play a short set because it's their first time, which is really sweet. And Lauren Abinieri from Adelaide is going to be... Well, she just moved down, so she'll be playing. And Hoog, spelt H-O-U-G, who's from Singapore. And I think they moved down here as well, but haven't been playing shows yet. So I think everyone's kind of, like, really fresh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Aw.
Cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very wholesome, loving vibe.
It's very much my vibe. Yeah. And your vibe, I think.
Yeah.
It's like soup and
soup
coziness.
And pizza. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the other things that are happening.
We'll be catered.
Yeah. Lee's a pizza chef.
What's on the menu? What's the soup? What soup are we expecting?
I don't know what the soup is. It's made by Zen.
Yeah.
It's how we met. And
Zen's my manager and the momager.
Momager.
They're really good at making, like, a vegetable kind of stew.
Mm.
So it'll probably be that. And then your homemade pizzas, which are delicious because I've eaten a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
And Sandy, we'll talk about your new track first.
Okay.
It's about embracing change, I read. And how have you explored that through the single?
Well, I'm always a lyrics first kind of songwriter. So basically I was just like writing some lyrics and what was the question?
How you explored embracing change in your song.
In the song?
Yeah.
Okay. I was written during a time when I was going through, like, a major transitional period. So, like, the sound was, the sound and the type of music I was making was changing constantly. I was learning new things. And, yeah, it was just written in a time when I felt different and recognized that and was kind of overwhelmed by it as well, because I was so used to writing songs about being sad and angsty and stuff, and then I was like, you know, I collect like lyrics and stuff, and I was reading the lyrics that I'd written back, and they were like pretty positive, which was really surprising to me. And so I sort of just like pieced the song together, and it turned out to be quite positive. And the sound was also different as well. I was exploring just new production styles and stuff, and so that's probably how I'd say it. Exploring change.
Great. That answered the question. Were you listening to any sort of music in particular that was a bit more different, or was it the same stuff but you were just drawing different things from it?
Constantly. Like, because I went to music school, and it's a really good experience because you're constantly surrounded by other creative people who do different things from you. But it's really inspiring. And the way I, like, listen to music has changed, and the way I, like, yeah, just listen to sound has changed and stuff. And I was just really open to different kinds of things and deciding what sounds I liked, what I didn't like. And at that time, I was really trying to make, explore, like, ambient sort of music and learn about, like, synths and... that was just what I was interested in at the time. So I think that kind of shows through in the song. Because the stuff I made before that was all like guitar-based, singer-songwritery stuff. So I wanted to find a way to meld guitar folky sounds with like an ambient droney kind of thing, which is what I was progressing towards. Yeah.
Well, you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, thanks.
totally. I think it definitely meets that vibe, like, of the meshing. It definitely does.
Okay, cool. So I'm glad.
You did good.
I would love to give Angel Face a bit of... Angel Energy, sorry.
Angel Face!
Angel, I don't know where that came from. I think I was thinking of Angel Olsen, heart-shaped face.
Wow, your brain just thinks...
Yeah, I have a weird brain. We're going to give Angel Energy a bit of a listen now, and then come back and chat to Lee a bit more about Market's new stuff as well.
Welcome back to The Hoist. You just heard Angel Energy from Sandy Shu. Beautiful, beautiful tunes. And she's changed. She's a changed
so
woman.
Much. In 3 minutes.
And now we're going to focus on you, Lee.
Okay.
You're in the hot seat. And you have quite the bloody musical history. You do a lot of stuff.
I'm pretty old.
not say old. You could do a lot in 1 year now. How have you found time to sort of focus on your own solo stuff and pump out like an EP?
I don't really know how I found time to do it. This particular EP, I realised I'm much better at working when I take like a week out. So I went to Adelaide to do most of this, and I find that helps rather than, you know, doing like work or PR all day or like label stuff and then trying to do my own stuff. So it's nice to just take a break and then concentrate on what I'm doing and then go back to being busy. Yeah.
Nice. So you found yourself time.
Yes. Yeah.
Set it aside.
It's very like on purpose kind of thing.
Purposeful.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Adelaide did you record the EP?
I went to the Adelaide Hills, which is just like I'd never been, and it's really, really beautiful. And there's like I've worked with heaps of people from Adelaide and wanted to work with a few musicians over there, and it was really beautiful, but also just convenient that they also live there, and it was great.
So did you record at a friend's house, or was it a studio?
I recorded at an Airbnb.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like, have you guys been to an Airbnb where they kind of lie in the pictures?
Yeah.
Like, so I thought it was this like beautiful secluded cottage. And it was a beautiful cottage, but it was like right next to their house, which they didn't like put in any of the pictures. So, But it was fine. I was just like, hey, I'm going to make noise.
Sorry.
I paid to make noise.
Not as secluded as you might have hoped.
No, but it's fine. Yeah.
Were they nice in, like, bringing you around food and stuff like that?
No.
And looking after you?
No.
Left you for dead in that cottage.
Yeah. But, yeah, you could have been, like, screaming.
It's all on the EP.
Who knows what he's doing this time?
Experimental. He's changed.
I've changed.
Yeah. And so we are talking about the EP and what we could listen, but what should we expect when we hear the EP?
I've kind of tried to, a lot of my stuff in the past, it's taken a long time because I've been very, like, particular and a real perfectionist about things. And for this release, I just tried to let go and just to, like, give myself these cut-off times where I'm not going to work on it anymore. It is going to be out there as it is. And so I listen back and there's a few, like, rough things that I'm like, ugh. But I feel like if I didn't, you know, if I didn't have a cutoff, then I probably still wouldn't be out. And so
tinkering on it forever.
Yeah, yeah. And I always like when you listen to records and there's all these little imperfections and it's just there because it's like a moment in time. And so, yeah, that's what I have to say about it. It's a week in time last year.
Oh, beautiful, yeah. Like, capsule of that.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. We're going to give Fix You... Fix...
My Coldplay cover.
Oh my god.
I was watching Coldplay's Super Bowl performance today. I think it was good, but because they brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Anyway.
This is not an I Hate Coldplay show.
We're going to give Fix a Spin, which is your next single from your EP.
Yeah.
What about that track would you like to share with us before we get into it?
This is actually the track I like the most, I guess, on the EP. But it was... Everyone I discussed it with was like, it's not really a single. And so it's kind of a weird release because there's four tracks but three singles. And so when it comes out, there's only going to be like one unreleased track. But just because I was really like, I want this to be a single.
Like it.
Yeah. It's your project. You get to call the shots.
That's true.
That's how Lady Gaga does it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I need you to know. Just like Lady Gaga.
Which is another like Super Bowl performance I was watching today.
Yeah, she was like watching Lady Gaga all today.
That's a busy day.
Enough about Gaga.
Yeah.
Local music program. Get down to Lee's house in Northcote this Saturday night if you want to get some live music about your ears. Market's going to be launching the EP and Sandy Shoe's going to be launching the new single Angel Energy. It's going to be soup and pizza, as you were describing earlier for us.
It's just near Mary Station and the address is on the Healthy Tapes Facebook, which you can Google.
Awesome.
Why don't we give the track a spin?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you.